Scripture lesson this morning is found in Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse number 7. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, beginning at verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son asks bread, will give him a stone, or if he asks a fish, will give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Amen. Ask, seek, and knock. That's what I want to talk about. Ask, seek, and knock. I read the story about Arnold Palmer, great golf player. He was playing an exhibition match in Saudi Arabia. And the king was so impressed by Arnold Palmer's golf game that in Middle Eastern fashion, he said he wanted to honor Arnold Palmer, and he wanted to give him a gift. And Arnold Palmer said, no, really, it's really not necessary, King, Your Highness. I was just honored to be invited. And the king said, I would be deeply offended if you would not allow me to give you a gift. So Palmer thought about it and said, all right, how about a golf club? That would be a beautiful momentum for my visit to your country. So the next day at Arnold Palmer's hotel, the king sent him the title to a golf club with palm trees, thousands of acres, lakes, a clubhouse, and so forth. The preacher, what I want you to get, congregation, is in the presence of a king, don't ask for small gifts. When you're in the king's presence, when you got the king's attention, don't go asking for any small gift. How many of you know that God is King of Kings? And if God is King of Kings, don't ask him. Don't. What I'm trying to get you to understand, no matter how big the gift is that you ask from God, it's always small to God. So you might as well go ahead and ask him for what you want. Before you can ask God for what you want, you've got to know what you want. Don't get mad at God if you don't know what you want. Don't ask for crutches, ask for wings. Don't ask just for a man, ask for one with a job. Don't ask for just a fine woman. Ask for one with some sense. This text is about asking. You know, many of us, we say, well, you know, the problem with prayer is unanswered prayer. No, the problem with prayer is unasked prayers. He says, ask. He delights in our asking. He says, what father would, whose son asked for bread, would give him stones? What father whose son asked for fish would give him a serpent? And in text, when I did a little research, the two go hand in hand. You know, bread and a stone. You find stone on the beach. It looks like, you know, bread. And then the fish is an eel. What father? He says, you who are evil. Talking to us now. If you will give your son good things, what more would your heavenly father, when you ask, give you good things? The text also says, ask. The Greek suggests that this asking is not just ask, but keep on asking. Keep on knocking. Keep on seeking. Don't just ask one time and sit down. Keep on asking God for what you want, and he will strengthen you to get what you want. Look at somebody and say, don't just expect something to fall from the sky. You got to do your part. I found out most of the time you get pretty much what you want. You keep on looking for a drug addict. How many of you know he going to find some drugs? Alcoholic, he going to find some booze. Whatever it is that you ask for and you keep on asking for, if you keep on seeking for it, if you focus on it, if you make up your mind, if you meditate on it, if you think about it, if you study about it, if you apply yourself, sooner or later, you're going to find what you're looking for. Do I have a witness in the house? You and I have got to ask. I remember reading this other little story about this woman was putting cream on her face. You know how y'all do. Putting cream on your face. All day you open. Go in the bathroom, see all this stuff on your face. So a little 5-year-old girl saw her mama putting this cream on her face and said, well, what you doing, mama? She says, I'm making myself beautiful. 5 minutes later, a little girl saw the woman taking the cream off. And the little girl said, you giving up so soon?
I'd beat my child.
Don't give up on God asking for prayer. Keep on asking. Keep on seeking. Keep on knocking. And God, when God gets ready, answer your prayer. Don't you give up on God. Sometimes the answer is no. Have you lived long enough to know sometimes some things that you prayed for, you glad you didn't get? I told you about this before when I went to my 40th class reunion from high school. I mean, I can remember at 16, 17, praying for just to go to a dance with this girl. I saw her 40 years later. Thank you. Now I'm sure she's a nice person, but no way, no how. Thank you, God, for Barbara Ann Rose Jackson. No. It's a matter of asking and persisting and persevering. And how many of you know, while you persevere, sometimes you are able to clarify your wants and your desires, that you start out asking for the wrong thing, and we start out asking amiss, and we stop. How many of you know God ain't going to give you no foolishness? I mean, this doesn't mean you can go out and ask for a Uzi. You don't even know how to use a BB gun. Prayer. It says, ask, seek, and knock. Now the other thing is, you have to understand who you are asking. You're not just asking me to do something for you. I ain't got no strength. I ain't got no power. I can't heal myself. Never mind you. I got a handful of vitamins trying to stay healthy. But God, the ruler and the maker and the creator and the sustainer and all powerful and all knowing and all wise, I'm talking about God. When you ask him, how many of you know he's able? He's able. And since he's able, ain't no sense in asking for no rinky-dinky prayer. Might as well just step out on faith and ask for what you need and what you want. That's why I decided I've been asking for people to give $10 a week. Look at somebody say rinky-dinky. I don't even know if that's a word. You get the idea. I mean, I've been trying to figure out how to get $14,000 a month. God said to me, Jackson, go in and ask for $2.6 million. That's what you need, ain't it? You don't know how I'm going to bless you. You don't know how I'm going to answer the prayer. You looking out there, you don't see. But I got ways that you don't know about. I can move in supernatural ways. He says, you know, when we go to McDonald's and we get fries, he said, Jackson, you've been asking for the regular fries. Supersize. I decided to come today and say, hey, this is Supersize Sunday. I don't want no regular fries. I'm going for the whole ball of wax. I'm going to trust God. God says, Jackson, your job is to pray. My job is to answer. And if you'll do your job, I know I can do my job. Don't you worry about it. Don't you try to downsize me. You just trust me. Here we are today. Ask you. What do you want? Well, I want to be 62 after a while, a couple more weeks. That later, I want to make it to 66 so I can get my full Social Security. I want every dime. I want to get right into that Tea Party's face. Yeah, it's mine, it's mine. But I don't want just the money. I want to be healthy. I want to be 66 and healthy. I want to be able to get up. I want to be able to bend down and tie my shoe. That's supersize. I don't want to be rolling around in a wheelchair if I can help it. What do you want from God? I want you to know he's able.
Yes, he is.
And don't you... Anybody that's got any kids know I'm telling you the truth. Especially if they're young. Mama, can I have this doll? No. Then she start pulling on your coattail, your dress tail, whatever. Mama, can I have this doll? I told you no. 3 hours later. Mama. Then, no. Maybe if daddy's around. You know, then she go to daddy. Daddy, can I have this? She watching Super Bowl. he'll promise anything. As long as she'll be quiet during Super Bowl time. Yeah! Give it, get that girl whatever she wants. Kids know who to ask and where to go, and they will never stop asking. They'll never take the first no as final. Do I have a witness? They'll keep on bugging you. They'll keep on pressing their way. They'll keep on asking. They know the right person to go to, and they will finally get it. And if you learn that from your mother, how much more you ought to take God at his word when he says ask. I thought I'd come here today and ask. But I'm not just asking for buildings. I'm asking for a full prayer meeting. I'm asking for folk to show up and worship. I'm asking for folk to show up on time. I'm asking for folk to show up on Bible class. I'm asking for people who say they're in our auxiliary that they will actually do what they say they're going to. I'm asking for people to show up on a regular basis to work. I got some bold prayers. I decided I'm going for the audacious God. I decided that I'm going to supersize everything. I'm not just going to supersize. So I'm looking for a full Sunday school. I'm looking for a full choir stand. I'm looking for every deacon in present, every trustee present, every deacon esper. I'm looking for a supersized youth. And I'm trusting God. I'm looking for an audacious God to give me an audacious word. I'm looking for a 2013 that I'll be on fire every Sunday, not just once in a while. I'm looking for a supersized Holy Spirit. I'm looking for a word that will bless your heart. I'm looking for you to be in a hurry to get here to hear the word of Christ. I'm looking for supersized. Now, I got sense enough to know the supersized ain't coming just because I ask. How many know once you ask, you got to also seek? Asking is one thing, but seeking is something else. What's that song they used to sing? Started out seeking salvation, something like that. Kept on searching till I found, you know.
That's it.
Kept on searching it. It suggests that finding requires you to get up off your rusty dusty.
Yes, sir.
It suggests that you're not looking for God to drop a Rolls Royce down from heaven in your driveway. It's suggesting at least you got to find out where the Rolls Royce dealer is. It's suggesting you gotta get your credit in line. There's some things that you and I have got to do. And a part of what we got to do is we gotta pray more. We gotta fast a little bit. We gotta get some spiritual discipline in line. We gotta supersize our prayer life. We gotta come out when it's cold. I wanna thank those of you who've been coming to Bible class and prayer meeting, because a couple of Wednesday nights, especially that Wednesday night I was away, it was cold. The devil got in me down in Atlantic City. No, not what you're thinking. I didn't go to no casino. But it was cold. And I said, oh, my God. I wonder if anybody's coming to prayer meeting tonight. I think this is our second one, or maybe the second time. You know, first we had a great prayer meeting. I've been talking about it. Third time, whatever it was. And I said, oh, my God. Oh. I know this is your world, God, but couldn't you have made it cold Thursday night? You know? And I was praying. But I was praying doubting. Look at somebody and say, don't doubt God. I mean, if you're going to supersize, don't bring it down by a doubting fool. You're going to supersize, you're going up to the window and say, give me the big fries with a lot of ketchup. I called the next day. I found out we had a good Bible class. I found out the folk came out in the cold. I don't know if it was raining or not. Look at somebody say, people can do what they want to do. If they want to go on a cold day, they go to work on a cold day.
I mean, there's some Sundays I don't want to get up. That bed feel mighty good at 6 o'clock in the morning. But, you know, I got to get up, and so do you. You do what you have to do. You trust God. And how many of you know God can bless you if you'll just trust him when you don't feel like doing it? You do it anyhow because you are disciplined.
Sometimes, here's the reason we don't pray, and then I'm done. Read this little story about this little boy. His father took him to the park. Beautiful park. All kind of toys in the park. But there were three things, all these wonderful, you know, little airplanes, little wagons, little whatever in the park, swings. But there were three sliding boards. This little boy went to. So there was a small sliding board, a medium sliding board, and then there was a huge, enormous sliding board. The little boy was about 5 years old. He went and got on the small sliding board, slid down, no problem. Whoa, look at me, Daddy. Look at me, Daddy. So he did that 4 or 5 times. He just showing off on this small sliding board. Then he got the nerve to go to the medium size sliding board. He climbed up, slid down. Again, you know, he's feeling his oats. I've mastered this thing, Daddy. I've mastered it. Look at me. He did it about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. And finally he decided to go get on the huge, enormous sliding board. And he started climbing up, and he got halfway up. And he froze in his tracks. And there was a teenager behind this little boy said, "Kid, either climb all the way up or get out of the way." And the little boy looked over at his dad and says, "Daddy, come and help me. I can't do this by myself." His daddy said, "I've been waiting for him to call out to me." So his daddy left the side, went over, picked up the little boy, took him up to the top of this enormous sliding board, set him between his legs, put his big arms around him, and they slid down together, and the little boy is smiling. Well, God is waiting for you and I.
Okay.
To try something difficult. Our problem, we're always trying those things that we know we can handle by ourselves. But you got to stretch out and trust God. And when you get to a position that you can't do it by yourself, you got to say, "Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know." And God will come and see about you and put his big arms around you and hold you in his bosom and slide down life's highway with you. Do I have a witness in that? Got to trust God. Got to trust God. And then the Bible teaches us right in this chapter 7. It says, whatever you want for yourself, you also ought to want for others. And whatever you're asking God to do for you, you ought to ask God to do for somebody else. Not only look at somebody and say, "I don't want to just pray a selfish prayer." Every now and then I want to pray for somebody else. Amen. Because I know if they're blessed, then I can be blessed. The truth of the matter is, sometimes we pray for stuff and we finally get it. Pray, you know, I want this house, you know, and I want this furniture in my living room, and, you know, let me have that dining room set. You know, you went by one of them stores and you saw this and you just had to have it, and you finally got it. You never have anybody over for dinner. Never have anybody to visit. Nobody sit in the living room. pray for that car. You don't ever pick nobody up.
Well.
And so now you got this stuff. Look at somebody and say, I'm looking for more than stuff from God. I mean, I got as much stuff. I got more stuff than I know how to handle. I mean, my wife and I just had this little altercation. Y'all ever had one of those? Because, you know, she's hooked on that channel. What's that channel where all you women watch?
Lifetime.
What is it?
Lifetime.
No, CB, Duke, QVC. She hooked on QVC. Let me tell the truth. I never say too much. I started to say I never say nothing. I never say too much when she orders stuff on QVC. I saw the Nutribullet. She say, hey, we already got a blender. Why do we need a Nutribullet? Because Nutribullets will nuke it. And so I got it, and I had to use it to shut her up. I don't need no more stuff. What I need is peace in the home. I need a better health. I need a better relationship. I don't need stuff. We still got a couch and a table and a stove and a bed. I need peace. Fact is, we ought to throw out some of that stuff, but not the Nutribullet. You throw out the blender, it'll be fine with me, but we gonna use the Nutribullet. Something was wrong with our TV, so she told me, call the TV guy. So I called him, he came in, and she said, make sure you tell him that the QVC channel is not working. I ain't gonna lie. I told him, but he was a man. He didn't fix it. I didn't argue with the man, but I did what I was told to do. The point is here. Don't expect God to answer all of your prayers when you don't want to pray for somebody else. Other people need the same thing you need. We need somebody praying for us. We need somebody calling our names and our situations. And don't get so high and so mighty that you think that your children never mess up. Everybody's children go through some times. Everybody goes through some difficult. But somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time and prayed for me, kept on praying for me, kept on bothering God, kept on asking, kept on seeking, kept on knocking. The prayer problem is not unanswered prayers. The prayer problem is unasked prayers. Ask. Seek. Sometimes it hurts to knock. That's the point. Keep on knocking anyhow. Knocking with bloody knuckles. God doesn't always come right when you want him to come. He doesn't always rush to your request. Sometimes he wants to see how bad do you want it. Do I have a witness in the house? He says, do you really want it? Keep on knocking. Keep on praying. Keep on seeking. And when I finally answer, you will appreciate it. Remember when I was a teenager in high school, when I graduated from high school, I prayed for a car. God, I prayed. Ooh. I don't know, I must have started in the 11th grade. I prayed a whole year for that car. And my mother kept on telling me, you're not getting no car.
I thought she was kidding, trying to surprise me.
Oh, you got surprised. There was a surprise involved. Yeah.
Resurrection Day, you know what I got? A Ben Russ watch. But 6 months later, I got that Dodge Charger you heard me talking about. Yellow canary, black bucket seats, 440, canary yellow. I must have been, what, 18 years old back then? I'm almost 62. I still love that car. Because I had to wait for it. I had to come up with a down payment myself. She helped me. I had this little job, but I saved my money. And then she helped me get that car, and I appreciate it. And sometimes God doesn't give you what you want right away. He makes you wait. He makes you struggle. He's trying to teach you something. He's trying to develop you. He's trying to develop your faith. He's trying to help you to understand you can get what you want if you just ask and trust me. But you got to wait.
Then when you get it, go to church one Sunday and just fall out in praise. I mean, if you want to talk about crazy praise, when I get my mortgage, I told you, when the kids got out of college, I was going to shout. Well, you might not have seen it, but I was shouting. Pay off that mortgage, I'm going to really shout. Get my Social Security check. Every month. And you know what Roswell bothers me? When I get 62, they start acting crazy, talking about like they're not going to give it to us. We may not have enough money to give it. You better have some. It's just a handout, We just all handed out all these poor people, and, it's just too much. It wasn't too much when I was paying for the last 30 years. And it better not be too much now. Exactly. Don't mess with me.
I'm with you, man.
Amen. Doors of the church are open.